very, very good. Thank you.
This is the second time we've had you on the show, but we're talking about the American dream and how to buy or start a business with none of your own cash.
That's correct.
Now, how is that possible?
Well, I mean, this is all about finding the right information out there. A lot of people have the misconception about needing money to buy a business. It is true. However, it doesn't necessarily mean to use your own money.
Uh-huh.
You could use leveraging techniques that could actually enable you to buy or start any kind of business with other people's money.
Now, this sounds like a difficult thing to do, and you're beholden to everybody around you, isn't that right?
Well, it all depends, because you will have to make a lot of research regarding where you necessarily have to get the money. You could get it from family. You could get it from the SBA, which is government organization. You could get it from the SBDC, the SBIC. A lot of resources are available out there, and just a little research from everyone to be able to find the right information.
Now, when you come into, you've got a business in mind, and maybe somebody has a great idea, or maybe they are ready to sell a business. How do you go about, you're going to need the self-confidence when you head into, the banker or the government agencies and things like that when you're writing those things down. How do you gain that? Do you illustrate that in the book?
Definitely. I mean, the book has all the information necessary. I mean, the book is presented as a question-answer format. I mean, everyone needs, of course, some confidence to be able to approach the big lenders, the government agencies, the venture capitalists, angel investors. You have to prove yourself that your idea is the best one out there. And of course, having the right information, having the right research will enable you to understand more the concept of how to be able to use other people's money to buy the business or to start yourself your own business. It's all about confidence, as you said, and knowing more about the business that you're ready to acquire will enable you to be able to reach that goal.
Now, what about getting a perspective on how to negotiate your purchase when you go to a seller?
Okay, well, every seller out there, Matt, they're ready to sell the business, especially now with the internet craze that's been happening the past decade. A lot of people have been opening or been starting their own business online. A lot of brick-and-mortar businesses, which is what sellers have been trying to sell, haven't been working very well because a lot of people have been trying to be the new .com and being able to be acquired by big venture capitalists and to receive several hundred million dollars and live the life of the rich and famous. However, nowadays, a lot of venture capitalists are very, very, not worried, but are very kind of hesitant before lending their own money. A lot of people now are gearing towards buying brick-and-mortar businesses.
What do you mean by a brick-and-mortar business as opposed to one that's on the web?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Brick-and-mortar is like a structure business. It's like a manufacturer business, like a retail business. This is what brick-and-mortar is. And a lot of sellers will actually want to sell their business. Now, I mean, they have many reasons to sell. I mean, either they're tired, they want to go to retirement, either their business, they want to go, towards another venture. I mean, many, many reasons are out there, and this is what the buyer will have to seek. It will have to find out why the seller wants to sell, and if so, what will be the strategy used to be able to buy the business without using their own money.
Now, when you go about looking at the seller's perspective, then, you want to make sure that you're not selling out because they can't make a go of it.
No, of course not. I mean, it's all about, in this kind of transaction, Matt, two people have to be happy, the buyer and the seller. I mean, the concept of the book is not about you being the winner. It's both of you being the winner.
Uh-huh.
The seller will have their down payment that they've been required for the business, and you will be able to buy the business using the world's assets, which is other people's money.
Now, tell me a little bit about your background and your experience. Have you been able to buy a business without using your own money?
I've been doing this since I was 18 years old, Matt.
So,
and I'm 29 now, so I've got 11 years' experience. Of course, I don't. This book will not allow you to be able to knock on Microsoft's door and say, "Yo, Bill, give me Microsoft." Let's start, from the beginning. And the thing is that you have to start small, and from there, with the experience that you have, will enable you to go bigger and bigger, and then you'll be able to learn how to flip businesses, which is buy businesses that are either have financial difficulties, remanage them, bring them up to the level that you are interested in, and then selling them again.
Now, when we talk about not using your own money, is it a good idea to even use credit cards to make a down payment or anything like that?
I mean, I've been doing this for so many years, actually. The United States enables people be able to take advantage of the system without really doing it illegally. Credit card companies, usually they try to get more and more clients every day. What they do, they offer promotion that is 0% financing for 6 to 8 months, depending on the credit card company. Mm. What you could do is actually use the credit line of the credit card, do the down payment using the money of the credit card, and then start doing balance transfers in between all credit cards that you have the offers. So in 3, 4, 5 years, you will not even have to pay any interest on the credit card. Just pay the capital.
Oh my!
So
there's a way to take there's a way of taking advantage of it, and you're not doing anything illegal. You're saying
nothing illegally. This is totally legal. Of course, there's a little trick that the book will enable you to understand, in which you have to use a certain intermediary, that is yourself as being the balance transfer individual, that you'll be able to use one credit card, put the money into your personal account, and use your personal account to pay the other credit card.
Well, that sounds like a little bit of work there, but
it's a lot of work, of course. I mean, it's all about knowing the loopholes of the business, and this is what a lot of people have to understand in seeking the right information and trying to find out what is available out there. I mean, this is what big acquisitions happening. Mm-hmm. When, let's say, you hear one big company being sold for like $100 million, it doesn't necessarily mean that the buyer or the seller will receive this $100 million. It's all about a different way to actually approach the situation. Just put into a more user-friendly way, like this, anyone from the street can actually understand the concept.
We're talking with Don Amzalag. The book is The American Dream. How do you buy or start a business with none of your own cash? Where can somebody get a copy of this if they're so intrigued?
They could go to Amazon. They could go to Amazon.com. They could go to BarnesandNoble.com. They could go directly to the publisher's website and at www.proaceintl.com. They could call the 1-866
Dan Amzalag. The book is American Dream, and how to buy your own, or how do you start a business with none of your own cash. Dan, thanks for spending some time with us. That's a very big education right there, and there are all kinds of different things that you can do and sell and start up your own business. I mean, I'd love to do a lot of things, but buying the equipment that I would need to be able to do what I would like to do, it's a little bit prohibitive. I had no idea that it could be so simple.
Oh, of course. I mean, it's all about, like I said, the power of information. I mean, if someone takes the time to sit down and read, I mean, I've been doing reading for the past like 20 years, and it's all about wanting or desiring what, being your own boss, actually. And the thing is, nowadays, a lot of people have been laid off because of the bad economy, and now more and more people are trying to start their own business. And
I'm talking with Dan Amzalag, The American Dream. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Matt, for having me.
It's 9:21. You're listening to The Morning Show. A quick look at your forecast.